Councilman Caleb Collier says that this proposal is meant to protect their Second Amendment rights.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
To the fire.
Today on Church and State, we'll be covering VR headset that kills a user if they die in the game.
And we are going to give you inside baseball on frontline doctors, Dr. Simone Gold. She's being accused of embezzling, and we are going to get to the bottom of it.
Also, we honor the greatest branch of the United States military. Hello, Christian patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier. With me, as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren. You know what, though? I'm going to start going by Corporal Caleb Collier. That was my rank when I got out.
Corporal.
Triple C. That's a big threat right there. Yeah. How about that?
Hey, Sawyer.
No. We're going Marine Corps first. What are you doing? Trying to do the...
Just go to NDI just for a second. Did the corporal wear a sweater like this?
No, we would not wear a sweater like that.
Because I feel like today's sweater is invoking.
What's wrong with the Argyle sweater?
It's just invoking just a very Werther's original feel. We'll get to that later.
For somebody whose wife dresses him literally every day, you got a big mouth on you.
That sweater, man. He's getting irritated. Sawyer, I just want to see if you play the Marine Corps hymn, if he'll stand up, because it's pretty much, you're supposed to. It's a sign of respect, so.
You have to. It's required. Yeah. Oh, here we go. I'll do it.
Here goes. Stand up straight.
I am standing up straight.
There you go. A little thicker in this area. A little thicker in that area.
It's my birthday, man. You stop it. You got to honor me.
Hey, I just do. Actually, I respect you. Thank you for serving our country. How many years you put in?
4 years. 4 years. I really cleaned up my life post high school.
Life changing.
Yeah, it was a life changing experience. But turns out I don't really like being told what to do. So 4 years was quite enough for me.
You think?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Shocker, right? Yeah.
So. Yeah. There once was a sheriff whose name rhymes with Schmazi who tried to accuse you of being dishonorably discharged.
I remember that.
That's a bunch of crap, man. You finished strong. I thank you.
Yes. Yeah. No. What I love about the Marine Corps too is we're always first, right? If you want the job done, you send in the Marines, right? And so here we are now for the radio audience. You know, it's a couple of days post Marine Corps birthday, but my point here is that November 10th is the Marine Corps birthday. Followed up on November 11th by Veterans Day. You see, the Marines had to be there first, right? We're like, nope, you're celebrating us first. Then you can celebrate all the rest of the veterans, okay? That's the Marines for you. And also, and I pointed that out on one of our previous episodes, Gabe, but real quick, without looking it up, do you know any other of the branch's birthdays?
No.
Nobody does. Nobody cares. Knows. Nobody's like, when was the Navy born? Nobody knows. Army? Nobody cares. Aha, take that, Pastor Matt. Anyway, Marine Corps, though, if you are on social media right now, you literally are just going to be inundated with, I was a Marine, happy birthday, Marine Corps. I mean, it's just, it's awesome. Tell you.
Yeah.
You know what else is funny about the Marine Corps, Gabe? Is while you're in, and every Marine can attest to this, while you're in, you're like, this sucks. You know, as soon as you get out and anybody says anything about the Marine Corps, you're like, that's right. That's right. I'm a Marine.
What? Yeah. So true. Yeah. I appreciate. And then it's like, tell me the connection. Why the Navy SEALs connect with the Navy, but really they're not.
They are.
They just get delivered.
No. They're
Bud's,
they're
Bud's the Navy. Training is down very close in San Diego to where you actually were trained.
Mm-hmm. Marine Corps Recruit Depot, and they do it in Coronado.
The SEALs are the best thing that ever happened to the Navy, though, as far as buying their name back.
You can be a Marine and join the Navy SEALs.
I get that, but nobody says the Marine SEALs. You know what I'm saying?
No.
They say the Navy SEALs.
Because we don't need, you see, the Army has their Rangers and their Green Berets, right? Mm-hmm. And the Navy has their SEALs, right? And the Air Force has something. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're not really all that tough. But Marines, Marines are just Marines. We don't need
you
special
designation. You eat crayons together.
Yeah, absolutely we do.
I'm going to make you today for your birthday. I'm going to take a bunch of crayons and melt them like a creme brulee and just warm, nicely warm the top. And then you can have that as your cake.
Wow.
Sound good?
Sounds amazing.
We should probably do that. And
we should put that on Arrogant for Vice. Because I know Vice loves it when I eat crayons on the air. All right, we're getting a little silly here, but real quick, also, let's go ahead and plug these sponsors. Gabe, you've been gone for a little bit. We've got two new sponsors, by the way. We've got Z-Stack, which is now sponsored.
Yeah, former, you know, he's passed away, but Dr. Zelenko had put a lot of work and effort into making sure that you stay healthy and you can easily survive anything as far as combat your body. You know, they destroyed COVID with his protocol. So yes, please look at that.
Churchandstate.media. We got the link right up on there. Do we have Mark Sherwood's yet? Okay. So that's coming. We're working on that one, but pretty soon here, we're going to have Dr. Mark Sherwood, a great friend of this show. That's also going to be on there, but we also have My Patriot Supply. We got My Pillow. We got Epoch Times. All of those links are on churchandstate.media. Just go through there, peruse through it. We've got all of our shows uploaded on there. Also, the donate button, Gabe. We are going to Nashville. Are you excited about this?
So those of you who love all the heat, we just found out we had a good friend of ours, Donna Clement, the daughter of Kim Clement. She just released information to us that the last time they invited formal leftist fake media to their event, they got some negative news. They did, but 40% increase in ticket sales. So I'm expecting in January when we go, it's going to be full in Nashville. I'm excited. We're going to be at Pastor Greg Locke's church. And you and I are both going to share the stage. We got 15 minutes. We're going to bust our tails to present something to the people of Nashville and to the United States. It's going to be streamed live stream. So we'll have Sawyer connecting and our team here so you can watch it as well.
So we got so 15, we need help 15 getting minutes, there. Right? 15 minutes?
Yeah, we have 15 minutes.
So I'm going to take 14 minutes and 30 seconds. What are you going to say in 30 seconds?
Probably the most important part. So either way, yeah, you'll need those 14 minutes to get across whatever God has. But no, we're excited. We're gonna both dress up as Dumb and Dumber. I'm gonna have an orange suit. Or no. Do you have the orange suit or blue suit?
Ooh, I feel like you have
the blue. You have the powder blue.
I have the powder blue.
Yeah. So, but no,
it's gonna be great. But if you want to help get us over there, please check out the donate button on churchandstate.media. All right. With that,
speaking of dumb, this story.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Can you go to the NDI, Sawyer? Because look at this guy. He's got
the VR on there.
He really looks like he's in his mom's basement at this point.
He is. And here's the thing. We've all like joked about the fact that people are going to be so enamored with their VR headsets that they're not even going to go outside, right? They're just going to be these slobs that just stay in their house all day long, 24/7, eating junk food, dying at an early age because they can't take this headset off. But the creator, who, by the way, has some really interesting connections to Lucky. The government.
Yeah.
Right?
And his name's Lucky.
Yeah, Palmer Lucky. But he's made a VR headset that kills the user literally if you die. So he's packed it with three explosive charges, and you got this thing on your head. And in video games, especially some of these like combat-level video games, Gabe, how often are you dying in those?
Very often.
Right? Yeah. Shooter games and whatnot. But he's made one where if you die in the video game, these explosive charges go off and destroy the frontal lobe of your brain. It literally kills you. Who in their right mind, Gabe, would put one of these things on?
Yeah. Now, the office that created this, where Lucky works, it's not available for purchase. It's basically just a piece of art, very thought-provoking. But the thing is, this is something that, in tongue-in-cheek, could be something we see on the near horizon. There was a Netflix series called Squid Games. That basically, a bunch of people in Korea were kidnapped, over 400 of them, all to compete for basically millions and millions of dollars. This thing, yeah, I don't have that image there, but this is something that I believe may be in our future. It's very creepy.
You know, the person who, and I'll give a shout out to Be Vigilant. I was on Be Vigilant yesterday for an interview. He's the one that brought this to my attention. And we were discussing, and I said, you know, there's a lot of dystopian films that we've pointed to as, look, this is sheer projection. This is what they want to do in society. But one of those movies, and I don't know if you liked it, but Running Man. Running Man was a great movie. Yeah. I loved it, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime. It was fantastic. But that the basically the plot line of that movie was you would be put into a game and death was on the line here. And it was the most popular game show that we have. Well, we'll just put this in perspective of what we're seeing now culturally, right? Reality television is massive.
Oh, yeah.
It's so huge, right? And these gamers, Gabe, this is new to me. I mean, I would never.
You did try my this. VR headset that my son owns. And I do have to say this. We have this Oculus here. Now, it's all used in moderation. My son, he has one. You tried it. And it was
it's
a trip.
Crazy. It's
weird.
A trip. But here's the thing, Gabe. People now pay money to go online and watch other people play video games. It's the dumbest thing in the world. Right. But some of these gamers are making millions of dollars and have millions of followers. So just think about this. Reality television takes hold and they put together a show where the best gamers throughout the entire world sign up and they all wear one of these.
Yep.
Where if they die, we're going to see who the best is. Right. These guys are cocky. So but if you die in the video game, boom, those explosive charges go off. And there's, of course, a big bounty at the end for whoever wins it. I can honestly see this coming our direction. And honestly, it's an extension, Gabe, of the Roman gladiators.
Yeah, we are the going bread back and circus. To
Rome. That's exactly what's going to happen
you
here.
You keep the mark mob. Rome was the mob. If you kept them entertained, they would be off your backs. Civilly, they would fall into line. You could put oppressive laws upon them, and it didn't matter because they were distracted. Caleb, where does that remind you of today?
Yeah, and here we go. Modern gladiators, the gamers who are wearing an Oculus that'll blow up if they die while in the game.
Well, I have to say I'm never, ever going to try that. Not obviously unless I'm forced, but I am sad to bring up some information. We got to go into the pig pen, so to speak. Why? Because this involves a story with Simone Gold and also Joey Gilbert. I'm going to say his name.
Who's been on the show as well.
He's been on the show as well. We interviewed Joey Gilbert. He ran for governor. In Arizona, we interviewed, Nevada. We ran a piece on him. He's a former MMA
boxer.
Level boxer.
Just boxer. Yeah.
Okay. He's a former boxer, very fit guy. At the road show, he had his own personal photographer. A little bit weird, but he is accusing Simone Gold of embezzling. Now they're both on. They were at this point on the board working together. Now she went and served time because of her involvement in J6. She was actually speaking in the Capitol. And she served, I believe in
60 days,
60 days in jail. So this is the press release. This is for immediate release from American Frontline Doctors. I'm going to go ahead and read this. Dr. Simone Gold reaffirms her leadership role at American Frontline Doctors, AFLSD, announces organization reform and future initiatives, which she couldn't even release this unless she was in leadership. That tells you something. So she's not just really releasing a letter on her own will. Dr. Simone Gold, prominent doctor, lawyer, founder, et cetera, says Tucson, Arizona, recently returning from a hyperpartisan political incarceration, Dr. Simone Gold reaffirmed her leadership role as founder, president, and board chairman of American Frontline Doctors at the company meeting this week. Due to the hostile environment the AFLSD was operating in because of Gold's persistent challenges to the governor's government's coronavirus propaganda in the spring of this year, Gold discussed with her fellow board members the possibility of her transitioning away from the board in the best interest of the organization. Those discussions were never legally actualized. However, with Gold nevertheless admirably performing her professional obligations despite organizational assurances to her remaining unfulfilled amidst increasing government and media opposition.
You're going to read that whole thing?
No, basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, it says, I do want to read this, okay? Because it talks about Joey Gilbert, okay? She even included a scripture here. She said, for months, God worked with her through numerous challenges, and she listed this scripture, Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Although Gold continues to rely on most of her management team, as she returns her role as board chairman, Gold regrettably announced today that Joseph Gilbert Esquire, a board member, as well as a paid consultant of AFLSD for a time, was being investigated for directing inappropriate expenditures. So they were investigating him.
While he's accusing her.
Hirings and firings for his personal benefit Gold stated, "It was with great sadness that I must announce that Mr. Gilbert has repeatedly acted unethically, exhibiting a clear pattern of inappropriate damaging behavior, including numerous instances of self-dealing and threats made to employees of financial retaliation and termination if they failed to comply with demands. AFLDS will not tolerate corruption, nor allow a culture of fear and bullying. An internal audit investigation are currently underway to review financial records and board actions taken while Gold was indisposed in prison." So basically, she left for a while. Things were with, and then you know what? He's a lawyer. Mm-hmm. He should be reputable. You know, things were left in his hands, but they were investigating him. Now,
there's a lot of stones being thrown here. You know, Gilbert is claiming that Simone Gold purchased a home for herself. But according to the paperwork, it looks like it was the Naples Freedom headquarters as the purchaser.
Go ahead and go to the NDI because I want to show everybody this. Okay. It's interesting that the purchase of the property
in Collier County,
uh-huh. Everyone can see this. The purchase of the property was not in her name. So she would never actually own this. She would never be able to financially benefit. None of the asset accruement would ever go to her. The property is listed as 405 Marsh Avenue, okay? Naples Freedom Headquarters. So it's the property was never even in her name, which is very, very interesting. And Gilbert, when he accused her, said he claimed that the home purchase was made by Dr. Gold, but he himself is listed as Naples Freedom Headquarters as the purchaser, not Gold. Very interesting that the very thing he accuses, he is the one who did.
Yeah, the legal address of the purchasing entity was Naples Freedom Headquarters to be 405 Marsh Avenue, Reno, Nevada, as seen in that screenshot that you just had.
And very there's interesting.
Another one as well. If you go to the NDI, Gabe, I hope you're still up on
it. Yeah,
that.
If you want to see Dr. Gold, this is part of her press release. So the location on Joey Gilbert's law office, if you want to contact him, you can see here on his website, Joey Gilbert Law, fighting for you. You got a phone number here. And what's the address? 405 Marsh Avenue. Very interesting. And he claimed that the purchase he handled, he knew nothing of this. He claims he knew nothing about it. And this is a claim refuted by the above screenshots. Of course, how could you not know if on your website you have that address? So
yeah, honestly, to me, Gabe, this is very, very sad, actually. The Democrats don't typically infight like this. And in fact, when you remember when Acorn went down, they really circled the wagons until it came to a point where they couldn't anymore, where Acorn was just finished. And that was thanks to what's his name? The individual who goes in there and goes undercover.
Gosh. Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. Yes. But anyway. Yeah. So, but they circled the wagons. They protected their own. And unfortunately, in the conservative movement, you see infighting constantly. Mm-hmm. And so Simone Gold has done incredible things in combating medical tyranny. I don't know so much about Joey Gilbert. We only had him on that one time for about 15 minutes, I believe. But I know that he ran for governor of Nevada. And I know that he's done some good things as well. I don't know what's going to come out of this, Gabe. I don't know who's right, who's wrong on this. Personally, I tend to believe Simone Gold a little bit more than I do Joey Gilbert on this. And that's probably because we've sat down with her. We interviewed her for quite a while, actually. She was a speaker in our church, actually. So I tend to I guess, give a little more credence to what she's saying in this, and as well as the screenshots and everything. Those are hard to combat.
Go to the NDI. Of course, Vice, just as you were saying, got a hold of this because anytime mom and dad fight in front of the kids, there's always that one outlet who's going to publish it. Vice quickly puts up Quack COVID Group, America's Frontline Doctors. It's suing its rogue founder, Simone Gold. See how they twisted everything. They make her look bad. Of course, they throw her under the bus saying, look at this. I'm going to highlight this misappropriation of funds to buy a $3.6 million home, rent into the property. And of course, we just showed you on the deed, the address being a property that is owned by the foundation, not by Ms. Gold. And then of course, it's very interesting. Joey Gilbert in this here, according to the suit, Gilbert took over running the AFLSD. Listen how he released the press release. It's very interesting that Joey Gilbert released this on Twitter by a person by the name of Abby Mahler or Mahler. So it's very interesting that he doesn't even release this disinformation with a press release. Like, I'll be honest, Ms. Gold's release was very professional. She had the America's Frontline Doctor letterhead, gave all the information. It's on their website. Joey Gilbert releases that he's going to be suing and that, and this all came across by a tweet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to consider the source as well. Once again, I'm with Caleb. We interviewed Joey. We don't know who the absolute truth is. Okay. But, yeah, you can see the tweet here, you know.
So Simone Gold does throw a bomb out here on the release here. She's got, six different things that she's asking people to examine. And the last one is who is the mysterious donor that funded Gilbert's political campaign? That's something that we should probably dig into a little bit more on our show as well, Gabe, because that could be groundbreaking, actually, if there is some dark money that funded that.
And then another thing, too, here, if you look at the person who released it, it's very interesting. You can kind of see the source. This person, it's Babs. You know, this person says, artists, activists have lupus, studying the specularization of hydroxychloroquine. So why would... Just having to try a nice time on the internet. She
also got a rainbow flag on there.
Rainbow flag. She doesn't look to me to be a super conservative type person. So, like, yeah, consider the source.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you done with that one?
Yeah, we're done. We'll be lifting both of them up.
There's a video that I've got to put out there. I was watching this with my wife actually the other day, and you know, there's a lot of celebrities, Gabe, that seem to have gotten the shot. Right, the clot shot. And, you know, Justin Bieber famously had his eye where he couldn't even open, almost looked like he had a stroke.
Yeah, his eye was twitching.
Yeah, and then Katy Perry had one as well. But I wasn't aware of this video footage of her at a show. Now, there is some conflicting stories that are coming out of it because you can make out what she's saying. She definitely says in the video that I don't feel so good right now. But she says something before that. And some people are saying that she's saying Nashville, which I'm not sure if that's where she was during the performance, but some people say she's saying Nashville. Other people say she says master. I don't feel so good right now.
Yeah. And just so you know, the whole collapse has nothing to do with COVID because the actual collapse was many years ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It was many years ago. It's not the shot then that does it.
But I will play this eye malfunction glitch. Here in a second, because the twitching eye Justin Bieber did, and she did as well. You can kind of see here on the video. If you can go to the NDI, we don't need audio. Look, so weird.
Yeah, she's, what is that?
Weird.
Yeah, that is very, look at it. She's like trying to correct it. Like, what's going on
with
my eye?
What is going on? Look at
what is this? Just like a robot almost in that video. Holy cow.
Maybe some of you can do that already on your own. Caleb, can you just do this?
Can I just close one eye?
Close one eye and then tweak out the other eye. I don't know. Look, this is weird. Maybe it's just her eyelash.
Hey, am I doing it?
Fake. It's actually pretty good. I don't know.
I can mimic Katy Perry. Well, I still want people to watch this video, Gabe, if you can, of the collapse, because I want to know. There's some controversy surrounding this, even though it's an old clip. I want to know, is she saying Nashville or is she saying master?
Yeah. This is according to her. This was at she was singing the song "I Kissed a Girl." I will unmute it. Can you hear it?
No, but I think there it is. All right.
Sick song, anyway.
It is a disgusting song. It's the one that first made her popular. But. Fast forward to where she collapses. Let's see. There it is. All right. No,
that's no, not I'm not gonna watch this whole thing.
No. We gotta go to the part where she actually starts does tweaking this. There out. Should have been a clip. I think you picked the wrong one there. Actually,
one of our favorite listeners found this. I don't know how. One thing you'll never, ever see us at is at a Katy Perry concert. Maybe you might see Travis or Sawyer. Oh, here it is. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Oh, glad. Well, you got to rewind it a little bit there. All right.
I can't really hear anyway.
Is that just the part? Nashville or Master?
It sounds like Nashville.
Okay.
But this girl
I mean, obviously she's under demonic influence when she's singing about I kissed a girl and I liked it. When you see all the different things, I mean, all the videos are very, very satanic. So if it is Master, we know the Master that she's serving.
Then she collapses, and then very weirdly, some girl starts dancing.
Well, and Russell Brand, who was married to her, he said that she had accepted the deep state, the powers that be, as they were divorcing. So there's something obviously going on wrong with Katy Perry, and I think this is an example of it. Obviously, the weird eye twitch is another example of it, but. The greater point, I suppose, out of all of this, Gabe, is how long are we as society going to turn a blind eye to the fact that people are getting vaccine injured and dying, in fact, from the COVID shot?
True. And then how long can we keep a blind eye to your sweater?
Is that what we're doing, too? What Werther's original? Yeah, turn this up. You know, I got to say about this commercial, Gabe, this is kind of a silly episode, apparently.
I'll never forget that first
something's going in the background.
You know what? You're calling me old. Yeah. You are having so many tech issues over here. You are like a boomer over That's there. Right. Like, I can't operate the thingy. How do I change the remote?
Well,
you did just have a birthday, you are getting older.
I didn't put on that sweater.
Hey, this sweater looks good, man. But I got to say about this commercial.
Give us some audio, Sawyer.
Why never would you make a commercial that's literally only selling candy to old people? No, I don't care about your commercial, Gabe. I'm going to talk over it the whole time because that's what I do because I've got the microphone.
I'm the grandfather.
See,
I'm Caleb, the
grandfather. It's literally designed to only sell your candy to old people, Gabe. How many of those do you have in your pocket right now?
I have 7 Werther's. I have 7 ready to go.
Yeah. All right. This show kind of, Gabe, is a little bit of a nightmare. I got to be honest.
No, it's not.
It is a little bit. We've gone all over the board on this one. We probably lost half of our audience.
Well, I do want to say this. I want to pray right now because we are still, we do not know whether or not we have confirmed the Senate having the majority. So Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray for our Senate, God. We pray for all these spots that are open. Father, we just ordain, Lord, the majority. We believe is to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Church and State is sponsored in part by On Fire Ministries, empowering you to put faith into action. And with that, Church and State is out.
God bless.